What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Doreen in Vancouver. Aloha, Doreen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I hope you're feeling better. I guess the change in the weather, all what you've been through, your immune system's, system is having a tough time adapting.
Could be all of that.
Yeah.
Could be all of that.
Yeah, all of that, it is. Anyway, the gentleman that wanted to know about the book that David Icke had just put out, it's called Trigger. And if you go on David Icke's homepage, he's got lots of little videos of excerpts that he's put on there about what's happening in the world today. There's a good one on today. And he even mentions who did 9/11. He's got a lot of good information. Secondly, about Trump and what's going on in the United States, Trump was never a politician. He was a showman on TV before he became a politician. So he was just, he's still doing his job, being a showman in type. But the other day when he walked out after that young lady ranted on, she looked like she did have some kind of mental problem. But that made me feel good when Trump got up and just walked away like, I'm not listening to this. That was a good move he made. But yeah, it doesn't matter who they put up for you to vote for. It's like like the gentleman said, what's going on in Canada. It doesn't matter. I don't know what happened to Layla. She's not on anymore after she made a rant that she did in June about, she even said them. It doesn't matter who you vote for. They're both owned by the same owners.
Yep.
They don't have anyone. If you were going to vote for anybody, like Dustin said, who do we have? Rand Paul would be your best. I mean, Ron Paul. But then what will they do to him? Because the same people who own the politicians own the media, so they won't be giving him any time in like they did to Ron Paul. They'll just go after him. So people should, go to... If you want to find out if David Icke could come to your and be interviewed by you, Mike, you could go through Richie Allen, and you've been on the Richie Allen show because I've heard you quite a few times. And Richie Allen is part of David Icke's little circle, and I know David Icke would love to come on your show, but I will say, from what I've been listening to, the American your callers are really waking up. They are waking up to what's happening. And now I just hope that you get some vitamins, minerals, and get your immune system and have a good rest, Mike. That's what you need.
And that's definitely what I need. Well, Claire shoves vitamins down my throats every morning.
Yeah, and minerals and stuff like that. You see, when we get a feeling like that, we usually go to Hawaii, but you just come from there.
Yeah.
But you just need time to relax, and you still got all your furniture to move and your new house.
Yeah, and the new car.
And some time.
You know what's really weird, though? You know what's really weird is wandering around here and talking to the Indianas, and they're all going, "You moved from Hawaii to here?"
Yeah, you know.
Look of incredulity on their face.
Yeah, I know, but and even the climate change that you're going through, that's having an effect on you on Claire. But anyway, I'll go. But I just wanted to let the people know. And Dustin, if you're out there, go to David Icke's homepage. He's got lots of stuff on there that you would understand. sometimes I have a hope with Trump, but I doubt it. He's to say on the same level as Hillary and the rest of them. And yep. And what they want, if people just look at what's happening in Europe, Denmark and Sweden used to be wonderful countries. Now even the UPS can't deliver parcels in the no-go zone. Like, the world is just, yeah. And so that's what they want to do. They just want to take your sovereignty away. That's what they want. No sovereignty. You can't stand up and say, you know, I belong to this country. I get involved in the American system there, and probably the Americans are wondering why, because I have a beautiful grandson and his family that live in California, and I want to make sure he's okay. Okay, Mike, have a good show.
Bye-bye. All right, thanks an awful lot. And in 2020, I'm voting for Claire. All right, let's switch over to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you're a real trooper, I got to say. Good inspiration for everybody. I know it's not easy making the transition and all that, but everybody loves you. They do. Because you're real. You're not fake. And, you know, but, you know, the last caller, she just epitomizes your whole show. What a beautiful woman. She just does it like it is. You know, just people are waking up, Mike, and you've been a big part of that. I'll say one thing, and then I'll let you go because I'm sure you got other callers waiting. But, you know, if Trump was anybody else but the president and you were trying to figure out who was running him, it would take you about 5 minutes to figure out that Israel, the Likud party, Netanyahu, the Zionists run Trump. I mean, his wife, his daughter changed her name to what is it, Jael? She's a Zionist. They're supremacists. I mean, it's sickening. It really is sickening. This guy's talking about putting up walls for, you know, yeah, it makes sense. Just do what Israel does. You know, I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't say that we're all equal, but yet Israel's different. And if you look at who funds him, all you got to do is talk to Sheldon Adelson. It's Israel first. And, you know what my big fear is? I've got Jewish friends, Mike. This is the same stuff that happened in World War II. They pushed it too far. And people get upset, and they start overreacting, and all Jews are bad. And they're making a big risk here. This Netanyahu better lose this election, and they better get somebody in there that's moderate, because this Likud party and, you know, Ivanka Trump and Jared, these people are fooling nobody. Unless they shut the Internet off, we all know what's going on, right?
Well, they're trying to do that right now. Or they're trying to shut off the Internet, which keeps us informed. They want to keep the commercial part of the Internet going. They've monetized it too heavily.
Yeah, well, Trump is run by the Zionists. That's who funded him. That's Sheldon Adelson. He's he served as the Grand Marshal for the Israel Parade. They got a coin in his name, the new king. It's a joke, Mike. What was that thing that Hitler said or whatever? It's so obvious. If you repeat the lie enough, people will believe you. This thing is ridiculous. He is run by the Zionists. That's who runs our country. That's who runs the media. I'm not talking about the Jewish faith. I'm talking about, like, you've put everybody up on the Khazars, the thugs like Netanyahu that run Israel. They better stop this guy, or we could be in a... Then, you know, I think they want a nuclear war.
Well, it would allow them to rebuild from scratch.
I don't know, Mike. I don't know. I just, you know, we know who did 9/11. All you got to do is, you know, tap a few keys and find out who had access to the buildings. You know, it wasn't Arabs, okay, who controlled the, you know, the Building 7, the World Trade Center, Towers 1 and 2. It's so simple, but it's so in your face and so ghastly that people are afraid to look at it. But it's right in your face.
Yes.
All right, Mike. I'll let you go. Thank you for the good work, and Godspeed. I love you and Claire, and I would do anything. You can come stay at my house, but I know you won't do that, even though I'm down here in Florida. I've got a beautiful home with a pool. I'd love to have you in my guest suite.
Well, where we're staying right now, there's actually an indoor pool, which we may take advantage of. We're going to be here for about 2 weeks, and then we're going to move into our new place permanently. All right, so the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the news here. Apparently, there was a police officer threatened to carry out a mass shooting. He was not red flagged. They didn't take his guns. He was not arrested. Okay, we have another caller waiting on the line. Mike in Brazil, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm sorry. I know you have a rule, one call, you know, one call per show. Okay, but I heard something about a benevolent dictatorship. There is no such thing as a benevolent dictatorship. The name itself has a negative connotation, okay? When you have a dictatorship, and I think I'm, in a way, qualified to speak over this because I lived almost 15 years in Eastern Europe, okay? I'm not going to say where in Eastern Europe.
Okay.
Because, you know,
okay.
Eastern Europe was all communist, okay? So I can tell you this. There is no such thing as a benevolent dictatorship. What you might call benevolent, I call evil. And what I call benevolent, you call evil. So there is no such thing as a benevolent dictatorship. Dictatorship by itself is bad. Okay? You cannot dictate your point of view to other people just because you think you're right. And also, I was going to ask you, do you get to listen to Dennis Prager, Prager University? I used to listen to this guy back in the early 1980s when he used to have a radio show called Religion on the Line, and he had a rabbi, he had a Catholic priest, and he had a pastor. And the man is the fairest man I could ever imagine, and people are blasting him that you know, he's this and he's that. Also, I need to remind people that not all Jews are the same. Okay, just like not all Christians are the same. Just not like all Muslims are the same. I remember when I was down and out about 49 years ago, to be exact. Okay, the only person that gave me a hand and helped me out was a guy. His name was Graal. Okay, he was Jewish, Talmudic Jew. Okay, and I stress that, Talmudic Jew. And he was the one who bought me breakfast, bought me cigarettes, and made me feel at home. Okay, so not all Jews are the same. So
no,
I hate when people paint Jews, you know, like being evil. No, they're not. I've met some very fine Jewish people in my life. So some of them are bad, right? I grant you that. Like, you know, we have bad Christians amongst us and bad Muslims, good Muslims, you know, all that. So when people say that, you know, oh, they're Jewish, they control this and they control that. No, they're not. You know, it's just a small fragment of their culture that does that. Not the whole thing. You know, it's not the whole population of them that does this. So, you know, I felt a little, you know, hurt when I heard people talking about, you know, the Jews are this and the Jews are that. No, they're not.
Yep.
They're very good people. Most of them that I met in my life, very decent citizens, and I still maintain contact with them. And, you know, dictatorships are dictatorships. There's nothing good about a dictatorship. They're all bad, okay? Dictatorship, in and by itself, is a bad thing, and I do not wish anybody in the United States to experience dictatorship. You people don't know what a dictatorship is like yet, okay? But wait, you're going to find out, okay? So, Mike, this is all I have to say for all these people who talk about dictatorships and Jews and all that. And, I'm sorry I broke the rule. One call per show. I'm sorry. Hey, I hope I'm not going to do it again. Okay, take it easy now and have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. No, you're absolutely right. There are bad people. There are good people. And very often they will use religion is their excuse. When I think about good Jewish people, I can't help but think of Renee Valente, who was kind of my studio mom at 20th Century Fox. And she and her husband, Burr, were Jewish. And they were wonderful, wonderful people. And they were very instrumental in my career. And I absolutely loved her, and I miss her greatly. All righty, let's go back to the phones here. Ken in New York. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha in Indiana, Mike. How are you?
Fine.
I have a different philosophy when it comes to voting, and I've started doing this about 5 years ago. I will talk to my local politicians. I'll get them to do whatever favors I can get them, like clean my street up, anything like that. And then when it comes time to vote, cold spaghetti, I just vote against them. Just vote against incumbents. If you're stuck with a bad situation and then there's nothing else you can do, the only thing you can do is not let them get comfortable in their positions. They need not only the money, they need the control.
Yes.
That's all I had to say.
Well, I never vote. It just seems to encourage the bastards.
Hmm. Well, if nothing else, if they can't get comfortable in their position, they all, I mean, even in the town that I'm in over here in Long Island, politicians spend $300,000 to run for a job that pays less than $100,000.
Yes.
And recently, we had a fireman that's been promoted into a legislature. He caught the eye of the Republican Party here, or they caught him, one or the other. And it turns out that in volunteer fire departments, the chief was making $175,000 a year. So he gets a job as a legislator. He's making $102,000 a year, so he sets up a shell corporation under his wife. He's under indictment now, and he gets an extra job, what he calls a fire management job, for $10,000 a month as some kind of a secretary. Apparently, one of the little guys turned around and blew the whistle on him, and he got indicted. And they're running him again, and no mention of it, nothing. He was warned by the ethics committee that he can't be taking any outside jobs while he's a legislator. So with a wife and two kids, I guess $102,000 isn't enough. Even on
Well,
Suffolk
I gotta
County,
tell you, $102,000 a year would be plenty for me.
Yes. All right. It's just these people, I don't know, we're just a blood bag and they just look at every opportunity to put the straw in and suck on it.
Yep.
49 years old, by the way.
Well, okay, Ken, thank you for the phone call. We're going to move along here. Now, if you are my age, you were in school in the 1990s, and you were inflicted with the Texas Instruments 84 calendar. It was obsolete the day it was introduced. It was made with $20 and sold for more than $100 a pop to children, all but forced to buy them. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're telling you the tale of the Texas Instruments 84 calculator. This was a 1980s design updated to 1990s technology. It cost about $20 for TI to make, and it sold for more than $100 a pop to children, all but forced to buy them by their school curriculum. Now, Texas Instruments is a notorious lobbyist, and it has sought laws big and small to maintain this status quo, from mandatory algebra courses with mandatory TI-84 examination to examination rules that allow its devices and no others. But the racket is falling apart under pressure from superior alternatives and growing resentment among students and teachers. Now, when tutoring low-income students in 2011, a Yale math grad named Eli Luberoff began to notice a horrible inequality in the system. A lot of families simply couldn't afford to spend $100 on a calculator, and it was creating a huge imbalance in access to math tools. So Luberoff created Desmos. This was a free graphing calculator application for desktop and mobile. He didn't expect it to turn it into a company, but as of today, more than 40 million students and teachers use it. Now, their business model is the exact opposite of IT. Their model has always been to give tech away for free to textbook companies and force families to buy it at a premium price. And he says, our model is to give tech away for free to students and charge the textbook companies to integrate it. In 4 years, IT's other devices sales have slumped from $2.2 billion to $4.1 billion, an indicator their calculators are not selling well. Now, of course, my favorite calculator are the Hewlett-Packards. And I started out with an HP 15C, which I absolutely loved. And then when I wanted to get the next calculator up, I gave the 15C to somebody and said, shh, don't tell them where you got it. And I got the 28C. And then I had I think it was a 54 graphic calculator, but that's one of the things I had to leave behind in California when we moved. And I love a good, decent calculator that's well thought out. Now, fortunately, the HP 15C is emulated on the iPhone and the iPad, including its programming functions, so I'm able to play with that. All righty, let's see. Okay. Rivals slam Trudeau as PM pulls out of election debate amid the blackface scandal. And again, I think this is a load of nonsense. I don't think we should be judging people based on things they did 20 to 30 years ago, which were socially acceptable at the time. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Oh, here's a good one. Off-duty cop accidentally shoots himself during a road rage with another cop. Gotta pick your targets here. Apparently, San Francisco communist teachers dragged five-year-old children with hate Trump signs to a rally and coached them on hateful chants. I don't think that's an appropriate behavior for teachers to be doing, but apparently they are definitely doing. Okay. Democrat, and well, we already talked about the $4 billion, talked about the gun, as it were. Trump Labor Department slammed for, well, we already talked about that. Mixed reviews. I won't be bothering using Mix.com anymore as a replacement for StumbledOn. It never lived up to the hype. I used to get as many as 100,000 clicks on articles I stumbled. Mix never had any kind of that figures. When I transferred over, they were supposed to bring over my 125,000 stumbles. They brought over fewer than 90,000. A lot of competition in social media. Now, here's a weird one. NASA and the European Space Agency are announcing plans for an insurance policy for Earth. Now, they're not saying what they're insuring against, asteroid strike, volcanic eruption. But this is the new moneymaker. We're all going to pay a policy for insurance on Earth. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And here's a good example of just how corrupt our police system has become. Because, as you know, there are dozens of people serving life in prison for marijuana. They says just sent one guy away, life sentence on his first offense. Meanwhile, 2 years ago, then 18-year-old Anna Chambers accused two on-duty NYPD officers of raping her in the back of a police car on the night of September 15th, 2017. As emphatically, she claimed she was raped and did not consent to having sex. The two police officers, she asserts, not only have the police continued to attempt to intimidate her, but the very justice system she looked on for help was set to help the alleged rapist. Then last month, her claims were proven correct. So, rape a girl, get off for it, use weed, you're gonna go to jail. It's pretty sick. Have to wonder, what's wrong with our police department? Okay. Several Native American tribes have oral stories about little people, not unlike the European takes of fairies and sprites or the Hawaiian Minnehuni. Race of tiny people, between 20 and 36 inches in height, in the Shoshone legends, were mean little fellows. They would attack the Shoshone and shoot tiny poison-tipped arrows at them. We would chalk these legends up to folklore, just like faints and spirits, except for one thing. The mummified body of a little person was discovered in Wyoming in 1932. Was this proof that the Native Americans' little people were real? Now, in the case of Hawaii, the Minnehuni were beneficial. They loved to build things. And the rules for building things was you couldn't watch them build. They charged you one fish a day for the construction. But if they caught you watching, they would abandon the project. And a lot of those projects are still there, like the Minnehuni Fish Pond on Kauai, the Minnehuni Ditch on Kauai. A lot of these artifacts, and so it appears they definitely were real. Okay, the city manager has shut down a preschool farm stand, citing zoning violations. This is not satire. This is a current predicament facing the Little Ones Learning Center in Forest Park, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. In an area where access to fresh fruits and vegetables can be limited, the preschool has stepped up to prioritize growing and selling fresh produce from its school gardens. Now, according to a recent reporting in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Little Ones has often sold its produce with generous discounts to the local food stamp recipients and other neighbors, and Penn has acknowledged as a leader in the farm-to-school healthy food member. But the city council has shut it down now. Because after all, if you want food, you will go to the supermarket and you will spend full price. All righty. Dinesh Ozuka has attacked for calling Swedish climate teen a propaganda tool, which, as far as I can tell, actually is. Okay, student shot at Columbine stops Beto with questions about the gun ban. So Beto's out there saying, heck yes, we're going to take your guns. And apparently a pro-gun survivor of the Columbine shooting had a question for Beto O'Rourke that the Democrats struggled to answer. The first student shot in the library on April 20th, 1999 at Column High School was part of a crowd that gathered to hear Beto speak. And in Aurora. And O'Rourke was not shy about repeating his calls for firearm confiscations in the town hall, a message that has recently come to define his 2020 campaign. Eventually, Todd had his turn at the microphone. He said, while I understand that you want a mandatory buyback for AR-15s and AK-47s, none of my classmates were murdered with those weapons. 50% of mass murders don't happen with those weapons. That's putting him in his place. All righty. All right, Representative Devin Nunes, the deep state scheme backfired. The Ukrainian career will be the end of Joe Biden's campaign. I think it will be. I don't think they're going to be able to keep the lid on Hunter Biden's dealings in Ukraine. I think it's going to come on out. Trump is going to want to save himself by denying that there was a $4 million payment. Okay. apparently Justin Trudeau is apologizing for his bound face. Don Lemon is praising him. Oh, here's a good one. A bill forcing public universities to offer abortion medication passes the California Senate. Amazing here. And another good one. 9 Marines from Camp Pendleton in California charged with human smuggling. Just getting them across that fence here. Okay. Washington Post publishes another vague, thinly sourced smear against Trump, and the media runs wild. Alrighty. Cops were apparently called to rescue a man after a family attacked him for having sex with a girl 13 years old. I don't know that I would have been in a rush to answer that call. Okay. Iran says the new U.S. sanctions target Iranians' access to food and medicine. And goes back to shades of Madeleine Albright, who did exactly the same thing in Iraq. Starve him to death. Make him sick. I don't care how many die. This is a little weird. Apparently over in Sweden, there's a new project aimed at cultivating a taste for climate-friendly food among little children, including delicacies such as algae ball, bug mac, and tasty waste. And basically, they're teaching these kids to eat insects, which sounds kind of yucky. But if you remember the article that we ran Friday, if the bugs get eaten up, the bird population declines. They don't think these things through. That's the problem I have with all these ideas. Oh, it's a good idea. We'll have the kids eat bugs. Oh, what happens when the bug population goes down? Oh, who cares? We mentioned this on Friday. Bankrupt Illinois cities are forced to cut services to fund pensions. In order to meet their pension obligations, they're having to cut the fire department, the police department, all kinds of stuff like that. Beto O'Rourke invokes Antonin Scalia to justify gun confiscation. Dana Loesch responds with a history lesson. Apparently, newscaster Charlie Rose is in trouble. A makeup artist claims she had to use a hand mirror to defend herself from an assault. I think we have to be very careful about these assault stories. Yes, assaults happen. I've seen them. But I've also seen women scream assault just to get ahead with their career here. Hillary Clinton accuses Trump of asking a foreign power to help him win the presidential election when she was the one to ask Ukrainians for info on Trump, and let us not forget that Uranium One deal. Okay. Already did the 12 coats here. Candace Owens unloads, liberal hack gets drubbing after accusing owners of laughing at Christchurch marathon massacre. Pelosi demands Trump admin release whistleblower complaint, warns Trump stepping into minefield with serious repercussions. Oh, and a little bit of good news for you people over in Colorado. A Colorado city has endless a topless ban after spending $300,000 defending it in court. Okay. Western media is portraying the Hong Kong protesters as heroes, but are they? we're going to start seeing a propaganda war back and forth. I think they're heroes. They're standing up for something. Obviously, the Chinese government wants them portrayed as thugs and hooligans and criminals. I think any time a people stand up in defiance of tyranny, they're heroes. Apparently, new evidence reveals that Ilhan Omar's brother/husband was enrolled at NDSU when she claimed in court he was allegedly missing. You know, I think Ilhan Omar, if she ever caught herself telling the truth, would tell a lie just to stay in practice. Okay, Greg Jarrett is saying it appears the whistleblower on this whole Ukraine thing is just an American spy and our intelligence agency spying on Donald Trump. All righty. I love this one. School bus driver in Washington appeared to be driving drunk. Fifth grader calls 911, turns him in. Good. Absolutely good. Alrighty. Will more U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia make America great? And the short answer is no. More troops from America don't make us great. Makes us dangerous. Makes us feared. Doesn't make us great. Okay. Far left judge orders President Trump to give videotape deposition in Mexican protesters lawsuit. Apparently, seminary students offer confessions to plants in ritual as part of the climate change religion. Okay. The Iran president is in New York to convey a message of regional peace. As you know, the UN starts today. All righty. Full spectrum dominance. The U.S. demonizes invented enemies. Don't have enough enemies to make war on. We'll just make up as we go along. Talked about the wedding. And here we go. Pennsylvania state senator resigns after being arrested for child porn. Still don't get that one. Green tea could hold key to reducing antibiotic resistance. Police dead America. 2 6-year-olds arrested at school in Florida. It's amazing. And let's see, microplastics and other industrial materials found in Great Lakes sediment. People are still bitching about 5G. Chick-fil-A sales have more than doubled since the LGBT boycott began. It's called the Banned in Boston effect. A lot of talk about the Uyghur problem. China and how that's going to end. And they're still talking about that super mosquito. Remember that experiment they did in Brazil where the males were supposedly sterile. When they mated with the females would produce non-viable insects. Wrong. Apparently, they blew right past that gene. They're producing new mosquitoes, and even worse, they have hybrid vigor abilities. That was a bad, bad mistake. And of course, this big one about how the NSA is archiving all encrypted emails and transactions, knowing they'll be able to break them in 3 years thanks to quantum computing. I am telling you right now, it will never happen. Quantum computing is very fast computing, but But if you don't have the method, you will not break the code. Apparently, a Democrat official sentenced to 15 years in prison for a vote fraud case. Okay, we got the foreign one here. Cops can steal your stuff. Small town in Ireland fights back against open borders. All right, we're coming up here on our last commercial break, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, you all know who Scott Adams is. He's the creator of DeBilt. And he writes a lot politically. He's got a book coming out in November. The proceeds are going to go for various charitable organizations. And he had an article today, A Message for Children About Climate Change. And he says, Sorry adults have frightened you about climate change and how it might affect your future. You might be less afraid if you knew some facts that adults intentionally did not explain to you, and I will explain them here. So he's trying to calm down some of the hysteria. Okay. Apparently, Joe Biden lost his cool at a Fox News reporter who asked an impertinent question about his son's work with the Ukrainian natural gas company. Okay. Another San Francisco day, another assault by a deranged man on the street. Here's an interesting little story. This goes back a lot of years. Okay. And has to do with Edwin Land. Now, Edwin Land is the father of photography, and he spent long hours in independent study at the New York Public Library reading about physics, chemistry, and the properties of life. And he took his family to a trip to New Mexico that gave him the idea to create his best-known invention. On a family trip to Santa Fe in 1943, Land, an avid photographer, snapped a photograph of his young daughter, Jennifer. Now, a girl ahead of her time, Jennifer wanted to see the picture of her immediately so she could give it the thumbs up or thumbs down. And Land had to explain to his daughter they would have to wait until they got home, took the film into a dark room for developing, and had prints made before she could see the photo, to which Jennifer rolled her eyes and said something like, "That's stupid. Why can't I see the photos instantly?" And that is what inspired Dr. Edwin Land to invent the Polaroid Land instant camera. I think that's a cool story. So, even a nagging woman has a purpose. Okay, now, alrighty. Already found Jesse Smollett's weapon. Apparently, artificial intelligence is now creating human faces that are indistinguishable from the real ones. This is going to cause all kinds of problems for the corporate media, for court cases, and how do you identify that a person really is a person just because they look like it in the photo? That is the problem we'll be thinking of for quite some time. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots and lots of things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you can. Please donate to RBN. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.